day and welcome to this month's edition of the Money Dashboard podcast. This month we're actually going to cover quite an exciting topic. We've been working on something that has been much anticipated by a lot of our Twitter followers and Money Dashboard users. To reveal and discuss what we've been working on, I've got John Davidson, head of product, here with me.
Hi.
As well as Richard Brown, who runs our software development team. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
And we've got Steve Tiger, who's been coordinating the project. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. So, Steve, let's end the suspense. Please tell us exactly what's been happening these last few months.
Well, we have been working very hard in the background to get some new native apps in the App Store. We are starting by launching our Android app at the end of this month. So we're really excited about that because we know that our users have been craving a money management tool that they can have in their pockets, that they can check and manage their money on the go. So we're pretty excited about what's been done and the fact that we'll be releasing this in the next few weeks.
So that's really good news. I think users will be really excited to try it out. John, can you talk us a little bit through what people can expect to find in the new app that isn't in the old app?
Yes. Well, what we're going to include is something called the Spend Tracker, which we're very excited about because it's a feature which we released recently on desktop after having developed in a very quick 48-hour sprint and was massively well received. This allows people to set up a budget against which they can track their spending for any of the categories in Money Dashboard. So that will be the main focus of the new app, but there will also be the traditional functionality of being able to see how much you spend against the various tags and also to compare that against previous months.
So just for the record, it's still a free app?
Absolutely, yeah. Free for everyone.
That's great. Thanks, John. Well, I hope we get a lot of positive feedback on that. What may be of interest for our followers with a developer background is we've had a few tweets asking us when the app will be ready and how the projects come together. So, Richard, can you tell us a little bit about the process it's taken and how you've gone about developing this as the head of the software team?
Yeah, sure. So probably worth starting by thinking a bit where we are at the moment with our app. So currently our mobile offering is essentially a wrapper around our responsive website. This was a decision we took a while back to enable us to get more of our users using our mobile app. So that didn't come without its challenges, and some of the users have been craving some extra functionality that John's touched on there. In-house, we had fairly limited native experience, but to take a bunch of developers who have been tackling desktop applications and based on C#, etc., taking them to native has been quite a challenge. But we've got a great team of developers here, and they've taken that on and have really embraced the challenge. So for projects like this, we typically run agile methodologies using Scrum. So we work over 2-week iterations. We started this by creating a product backlog with John, and we used user stories. But when we first started out this project a few months ago, a lot of the actual requirements were quite unclear because we were still developing exactly what information the users would want, what features they'd like. We had some bread and butter features, things like managing accounts, viewing transactions, what we would call perhaps the bread and butter of the application. We'd be able to estimate these with a really high confidence level. But some of the other stuff, we knew we wanted some budgeting features in there. We weren't quite sure at that time what that would entail. So actually using Agile really helped us here, as we were able to develop working software right away, despite not knowing what the final product would look like. And that's a really important point for us, because for some teams, not having a design up front would mean that development would be slowed. But in our case, this really helped us, as we could focus on quality without distractions of styling or look and feel. So essentially at the start, we built a vanilla product which demonstrated core functionality, which was able to be skinned, if you like, at a later date. Our experience with other projects that we've run here, the styling phase can take a lot longer than anyone would initially anticipate. That was great. Also, from a testing perspective, using Scrum meant that the functionality built in the early phases was able to be tested much earlier. Projects such as this, you often see testing being left to quite late in the project, and the cost of fixing bugs at that stage is much higher. So I'll give you an example. Our application has a fairly extensive tag list, as our users will know, some for incoming transactions and some for outgoing transactions. And in one of our early iterations where we were displaying transactions, a bug was found where you could apply an in tag to an out transaction and vice versa. So you could tag your salary transaction as dining and drinking, which is a spend tag. Much of the functionality within the app, Spend Tracker being the prime example, as John's touched on, is all driven off this intelligent tagging that we have. So this bug could easily have manifested itself into something much bigger. Charts would have been wrong, but testing much early and fixing it early, we could be confident that future iterations would be bug-free and we had working software at the end of each iteration.
Yeah, so just as Richard said there, I mean, we've got some pretty robust processes in place to make sure that the app delivery process or the product development process is really flows well. I think the one other observation I'd have is that this whole project has really energised the teams. There's been real energy in the company, not quite as much football as normal. People have been really into getting this done and knowing that we've got a deadline to meet. And there's been people coming in on Saturdays. There's just been a real buzz and a real energy in the office as we look to launch this product. So yeah, it's been a really exciting project.
Yeah, I would absolutely second that. And I think the other thing is it's great to have, you know, everybody contributing to the actual functional ideas and the design ideas, and you know, developers really strongly inputting on all those fronts as well as actually doing the coding. It's fantastic to see.
It's really good because I think Money Dashboard is quite a small team if you put us all together, but we do have a lot of power behind these four walls here, so I think we're all working well together all round to get this out, and it's good for our followers and our users to know that we're constantly working on things. So do remember, you can download the latest version of the new app for Android towards the end of the month, and we've got iOS coming out in a few more weeks. We'd love for you to have a go and send us your feedback by emailing feedback@moneydashboard.com, or if you're going to use the Google Play Store to make your download, we've actually got a little bit of a testing project going on at the minute with that. Richard, can you just elaborate a little bit?
For users, if you're keen to help us on this, we're going to be issuing a beta version of the app in the Google Play Store that you can opt into by emailing us at feedback@moneydashboard.com. Here you'll get an early sight of what the app will be doing and how it will look and feel. And you can contribute to that by helping us make the final version even better. And so if you'd like to get early sight of that and start getting the benefits of the app, and we're all ears and love to hear your feedback. So if you email that address and give us your email address, we'll be able to hook you up.
Great. We'll also be promoting that on Twitter, so do follow us there for more details. That's all for now. So do look out for our apps. And if you haven't got Money Dashboard yet, I urge you to log in to moneydashboard.com, where you can safely sync all your accounts to help you be good with money, essentially. So cheers for now.
Thank you.
Cheers, bye.